CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 8th of March, 2026, and here's the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. RSGB members, secure your place on the Direct Digital Synthesizer Programming Workshop. The latest edition of RADCOM Plus has been published, and you can listen out for groups that are active for British Science Week. There's still time for RSGB members to book their place on the Direct Digital Synthesizer Programming Workshop, taking place in Blackpool on Saturday, the 11th of April. If you would like a flavour of the workshop, watch our short video recorded at last year's RSGB convention. You can hear from participants who enjoyed exploring new opportunities with Arduino and appreciated having a full 6 hours to see the project through from start to finish. Find the video on our YouTube channel and Facebook profile, and book the workshop via rsgb.org/practical-events. The winter 2025 to spring 2026 edition of the RSGB's digital technical supplement, RADCOM Plus, is now available via the RSGB app for mobile and web. RSGB members can enjoy 4 technical articles, including part 5 in the Operating on the 30 Terahertz Band series, and Understanding Coded Orthogonal Frequency Division Multiplexing. You'll also find articles on Taming the N-Fed Half-Wave Antenna and the construction and use of a 4-meter solid-state linear amplifier. Don't forget, you can save articles in the app by bookmarking them. Within the mobile app, you can also download the edition to read whilst you're on the go. Members can also browse all the back issues of RADCOM Plus, dating back to 2015, within the app. If you're not a member yet, you can read a sample edition of RADCOM Plus. Go to rsgb.org/radcom to get started. British Science Week 2026 began last Friday, and a wide variety of amateur radio activities taking place throughout the 10 days, from kit building to Morse-a-thons, from skeds to radio direction finding. This is a fantastic showcase of amateur radio to wider audiences. There's still time to get involved in this national event that celebrates science, technology, engineering and maths by listening out for operators on the amateur bands. A number of groups will be active throughout the week, including the Royal Signals Museum Outreach Team, who will be active on Wednesday the 11th of March as GB100RSM. The team will be running a day full of activities for 60 pupils from Milldown Academy in Blandford Forum. So listen out for them and exchange greetings. You can find details of other groups that will be on the air by going to rsgb.org/BravoSierraWhiskey and selecting Events Happening Near You from the right-hand menu. The full and direct to full exam handouts, references EX309 and EX320, have been updated with immediate effect, so their 5 MHz band plans now align with the main RSGB band plan, which was updated in January 2026. The new additions can be found at rsgb.org/exam-forms. The changes highlight that caution must be exercised to avoid out-of-band operation as well as the fact the band is for full licensees only. This follows Ofcom monitoring and warnings to errant operators. To encourage activity on the 2-metre band, the 145 Alive team has introduced 145 Alive 50. The trial period for this initiative runs until the 18th of April. The rules are simple. Call CQ on the calling channel and have at least one QSO per day on the 2-metre band. Record your contacts and send your log for 50 or more days in ADIF format to 145alive@gmail.com. Electronic certificates will be supplied by the 145 Alive team to successful applicants. 145 Alive needs net controllers for its next event on Saturday the 18th of April. Stations will be on the air from 12 a.m. until 3 p.m. The event predominantly features FM, but some SSB stations will also be operating. If you or your group would like to run a net, email 145alive@gmail.com. Remember to include your name, call sign, location, and Maidenhead locator. Today, the Vintage and Military Amateur Radio Society is attending the Audio Jumble event at K2, Crawley, Peask Pottage Hill, Crawley, postcode RH119BQ. The Society's display and information stand will be of interest to those who enjoy historic equipment, including vacuum tubes. Everyone is welcome to drop by and will be made very welcome. And now for details of rallies and events. Today, the Hack Green Military Surplus and Military Radio Hangar Sale is taking place at Hack Green Secret Nuclear Bunker, Nantwich, Cheshire, CW58AL. I think you're too late to get there. On Sunday the 15th of March, Ripon and District Amateur Radio Society Rally will take place at Great Ouseburne Village Hall, Lightmire Lane, Great Ouseburne, York, YO269RL. The doors open for traders at 7:30 a.m. and to the public at 10 a.m. Admission costs £5. Free parking and refreshments will be available. Tables are available at a cost of £10 each. Early booking is advised. For more information, email romeoalphadelta@rally.gmail.com. Now the special event news. To celebrate the centenary of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, which was formed on the 16th of August, 1926, special call sign Zulu Lima 100 Charlie will be active until August. QSL via the Bureau and Logbook of the World. Special call sign Delta Bravo 100 Foxtrot Tango is active throughout 2026 to celebrate the centenary of the Berlin Radio Tower. The 150-metre high steel structure is one of the city's most iconic landmarks and has a prominent place in German radio broadcasting. Recently, the station was spotted on the HF bands using FT4 and FT8. QSL, find the Bureau, or direct to Delta Oscar 2, Papa Zulu. Now the DX News. Yosef ON6HX is active again as Yankee Bravo 9 / Oscar November 6 Hotel X-Ray from Mataram on Lombok Island, OC150, until Wednesday the 11th of March. The station is operating using CW, SSB, RTTY, FT8 and FT4, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL or via Yosef's home call. Gerard F2JD is active as Hotel Romeo 5 / Foxtrot 2 Juliet Delta from Copan, Honduras until Thursday the 12th of March. He's operating using CW, SSB, FT8 and FT4 on the HF bands, QSL direct to F6AJA or via the Bureau. Now the contest news. The RSGB March 144 and 432 MHz contest started at 1400 UTC yesterday and runs until 1400 UTC today. Using all modes on the 2-meter and 70-centimeter bands, the exchange is signal report, serial number, and locator. The ARRL International DX contest started at 0 hours UTC yesterday and runs until 23:59 UTC today. Using SSB on the 160 to 10-meter bands where transits are permitted, the exchanges RST and transmit power. American stations also send their state, and Canadian stations send their province. On Tuesday the 10th of March, the RSGB 432 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1900 until 1955 UTC. Using FM on the 70 cents bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number, and locator. Also on Tuesday the 10th, the RSGB 432 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC. Using all modes on the 70 centimeter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number, and locator. On Wednesday, the 11th of March, the RSGB 432 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 until 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 70 centimeter band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. And also on Wednesday, the 11th, the RSGB 432 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 until 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 70 centimeter band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. And on Wednesday the 11th of March, also the RSGB 80-meter club championship runs from 2000 until 2130 UTC. Using CW on the 80-meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Thursday the 12th of March, the RSGB 50 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 until 2230 UTC. Using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number, and locator. The Commonwealth contest starts at 1000 UTC on Saturday, 14th of March, and ends at 1000 UTC on Sunday, 15th of March. Using CW on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Sunday, the 15th of March, the UK Microwave Group Low Band contest runs from 1000 until 1500 UTC, using all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number, and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 5th of March 2026. In our last report, we mentioned that there were zero sunspots and a solar flux index of 130. This week has seen a turnaround with 5 active sunspot regions and a solar flux index of 144. HF propagation has been reasonable with openings up to 10 metres to various parts of the world. We've only seen M-class solar flares, although there have been around 40 of them in the past 5 days. We had a brief excursion in the KP index when it went to 5 during one 3-hour period late on the 3rd of March. However, it soon recovered and has been at 2 or lower for the last 2 days at the time of writing. The effects of a small Earth-facing coronal hole started coming past the Earth on Friday the 6th and is expected to be the source of a solar wind stream, according to NOAA and the Space Weather Prediction Center. Active to minor G1 geomagnetic storming will be possible today, 8th of March. We've now seen the start of the 3Y0K Bouvet Island D expedition, which is due to run until around the 17th of March. It's already been worked from the UK on bands from 40 to 12 metres. Bouvet's virtually due south from the UK, and the high band should be open from around 0700 to around 1900 UTC. The 40 and 30 metre bands should be open from around 2000 to 0400 UTC. So there are plenty of opportunities to work the station. Next week, the Space Weather Prediction Center in the United States forecasts that the solar flux index may be around 156 today, but will then decline to be in the 120s or even 110s later in the week. We may have slightly unsettled geomagnetic conditions around the 10th to the 12th of March, and again on the 14th and 15th of March, with an estimated KP index of 4. In summary, HF conditions are not bad. Keep an eye on solarham.com for daily updates. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The recent change of weather to introduce high pressure onto the scene provided some welcome enhanced tropo conditions in the last week. The March RSGB 144 and 432 Megs Championship should still be able to benefit, except perhaps for the northwestern fringe of the UK, where the next Atlantic fronts will be making an intervention. It looks a little more problematic for the 432 Megs UK activity contest on Tuesday the 10th. Same is true for the RSGB 50 Megs UK activity contest on Thursday the 12th, as the low pressure pattern returns and offers a chance of rain scatter for the microwave bands. The meteor scatter prospects are still driven by random activity, so as usual, a preference for the early hours of the morning are called for on this mode. It has been mentioned before that the spring and autumn are periods when auroras are more likely. This is known as the Russell-McFerrin effect, when the Earth's magnetic field is better coupled to the solar wind. So keep monitoring the KP index for signs of it going above 5, then check the bands for fluttery signals, even on the LF bands. CW can be used as an early heads-up for potential activity on the VHF bands. Lastly, thoughts about sporadic E should be kept in check for a while yet, since we're still very far away from the usual start of the season. For EME, moon declination is negative and falling to a minimum next Thursday, meaning shortening moon windows and lower peak elevation until then. Path losses are falling until apogee on Tuesday the 10th of March. 144 megs sky noise is moderate, rising to a high of more than 3000 Kelvin on Thursday and falling back by next weekend. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. This week, it's local news only for my 2 meter coverage area. So for the southwest, here we go. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on Wednesdays from 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. Malcolm G4KPM is contact gordanoradio@gmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. The club welcomes all members and non-members. Contact is nbarc.org.uk or via Dave G7BYN on 07533 933 831. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club has a club net on 145.425 megs from 11 a.m. just after this news every Sunday. Contact is Colin G3YHV on 0117 982 3822 or via secretary at shirehampton-alfa-romeo-charlie.org.uk, or you can view shirehampton-alfa-romeo-charlie.org.uk on the web. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at The Chantry, Thornbury. On Wednesday the 11th, Stan G0RYM will be giving a talk entitled Working All Britain from 8 p.m. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater at 10:30 a.m. The Friday net is on 145.450 MHz from 8 p.m. For further information, contact the club secretary, Terry, via secretary at Tango Sierra Golf, Alfa Romeo Charlie. UK. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. Thursday sees a net via the GB3WB repeater from 8 p.m. For more information, visit Weston Radio Society at gmail.com. Now for South Wales. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society has a club night from 7:30 p.m. at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP, from 7:30 p.m. On Wednesday, there's a net on 144.550 MHz from 8 p.m. On Friday, there's a Zoom meeting hosted by Richard, MW0HAT. Steve, GW5VOG, is contact on 07900560080 or at sierra.charliealphawhiskey@sky.com. On Sundays, Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society has a net on 3.706 MHz from 12 noon. On Tuesdays, there's a net on 144.575 MHz from 7:30 p.m. There's a meeting at Isluin High School on Friday. Mark 2W1 Mike Romeo Kilo on 07972-336-885 is the contact. Jeppstone District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesday of every month from 7:30 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Jeppstone, NP16-7AD. The Society welcomes all radio users. And you can look at them on the web, gw4lwz.co.uk. Cwmbrannan District Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. New and old members are always welcome. To find out more, visit MikeCharlie0YankeeAlphaDelta.club. And Gareth, MW6GVR, is contact via MikeWhiskey6GolfVictorRomeo@AOL.com. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Thornadale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access to disabled visitors. There are nets via the GB3WB repeater from 9:30 till 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contact is via hotel, Alfa Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has a net on 7.104 MHz at 10 a.m. On Mondays, the D-Star net starts at 8 p.m. There's a net on 145.375 MHz on Tuesday at 8 p.m. The Society has a club meeting at Ruderin Tabernacle Church Hall on Thursdays from 7 p.m. For more information on events, visit GolfWhiskey4EchoZuluWhiskey.org.uk or look at gw4ezw.org.uk/contact-us. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad, Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesdays between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. More information about the Society can be found by visiting golfwhiskey2fox.oscarfoxtrot.co.uk. Contact is Paul Day, MW0PBD, on 07394 994 555. And on Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club holds its club night starting at 7:30 p.m. in the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP10 9SH. The club is a registered venue for amateur radio exams, and you can contact them via uskside@newport.com or find them on the web as uskside@newport.com. That ends this week's GB2RS News broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of the GB2RS broadcast can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.